WF House presents an unabridged recording of The Last Card by Colton Lee, narrated by J. Lafayette Valentine. 15th of June, 1998. H was floating, moving in a different time. His control over his body was perfect. His years of training, dedication, conditioning had all led to these 9 minutes. Three-minute rounds of flowing, balletic motion. It was the second round, and the action was following the course of the first. H was fighting in the finals of the English Amateur Boxing Association. As the South of England champion, he was fighting his northern counterpart, Henry Bugle Boy Mancini. They called him Bugle Boy because he played the bugle when he wasn't boxing. He didn't play it well. In fact, he could barely toot out three blind mice. But he played it, and the press latched onto it. An angle for their human interest stories. H scowled every time he thought about it. Fuck Mancini and fuck his bugle. They say you need good lips to play brass. By the time H was through pounding Mancini's face, the man would have to take up the guitar. The arena, a sports center in Birmingham, was packed. 3,000 people, punters, minor celebrities, the country's amateur boxing cognoscenti, and they were all cheering for H. Because H was putting on a show and making the artistry of boxing look like the easiest thing in the world. Despite media spin, Mancini was a tough, stocky, big-boned kid from Hume, Manchester's equivalent to the South Bronx. He was a bully. With a jaw carved from the concrete of the council flats he grew up in, Mancini could take a punch. He thought nothing of wading through two, three, or four of his opponent's punches to land one of his. And Mancini could punch. He was a banger. He bulldozed his opponents, not only taking their blows, but flaunting the fact that he can take their blows and still keep coming. The public liked watching Mancini not because he was good, but because he was exciting. A bit like Nigel Benn in the early years. But the public also liked watching H. H wasn't a banger. He was a dancer. Slim, lean, and whip it fast. He didn't just dance, he could punch as well. But he didn't have Mancini's weight of punch. On his way to his final bout, his knockouts were fewer, his journey was less spectacular in some ways, but no less decisive. Where Mancini would land the spectacular blow that would separate his opponent from his senses, H would land three that would put his man down, unable to beat the count, stunned, but not out. And so, the hype leading up to this fight was all about how the bugle boy with a knockout blow could handle the cold-eyed shuffler. H was called the Shuffler because his patented move was the Ali Shuffle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?